WCUW Worcester.
A real pleasure today to have in studio Joe Horan from Family Services, RSVP, is what I know you as part of. And you can tell us all about RSVP. What's that?
The RSVP is the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. Mm-hmm. With that volunteer program, we actually have a good amount of RSVP volunteers that volunteer here at the radio station.
Exactly, yes.
And with that, you know, we do a lot of different volunteering, and we have stations, or essentially just places where we have volunteers all across Worcester County. And with that, we really focus on a few different points of our grants. And some of those points include food development and nutrition development. With that, we work with Meals on Wheels. We work with a couple of local businesses as well, including Rachel's Table. Mm-hmm. And that's really just a way of trying to get, one, volunteers active in the community, and two, ensuring that they are providing food for those who might not be able to have easy access to it. Mm-hmm. And we're really just trying to attack that, because food insecurity across the country is an issue.
Right.
So that's one of our ways of trying to attack that issue. Along with that, we also have opportunities with Habitat for Humanity. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but they have a ReStore up on Lincoln Plaza area.
Just look up any part of this building. You'll see the tiles that we got from them.
Okay. Yeah, no, they do great work.
And benches.
Yeah. Oh, these are nice benches, by the way. And they do great work. And with our volunteers, we just kind of, it's really customer service. But with that, mm-hmm. it's a lot of people coming in looking for specific products and needs that they really are looking to fulfill. So with the Habitat and with the food development programs, we're really focusing on fulfilling needs for people that might not have easy access to that.
Sure.
And then going off of that, we also have programs within the Worcester Public Schools, in particular the AVID program, which the AVID program is a college preparedness program for anyone from, I believe it starts in elementary school and goes all the way through to senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And within that AVID programs, we have volunteers just kind of offering tutoring. Some do ESL, which is English as a second language.
Sure.
And really, again, just trying to be resources for kids who might need it within schools.
Mm-hmm.
And one other program that I should mention that is one of the programs that I oversee directly on a daily basis is our senior fraud awareness programs.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you're familiar with, the Fraud Squad players.
Yes.
Their reputation precedes themselves. With that, it's actually a group of volunteer actors. So they're fresh off Broadway. And what we do is we travel around to different senior centers and living facilities, and we put on the skit shows. Mm-hmm. And within the skits, it's a lot of, you know, kind of recognizing the red flags in scams, and we do it in a fun way. So it's usually one-on-one conversations over the phone where there's an example of like a grandparent scam, someone pretending the grandchild's been arrested in a foreign country and they need to wire the lawyer $10,000, right?
Sure.
And with that, there's always these reoccurring red flags, such as the person on the other line of the phone saying, you know, don't reach out to family members. We need this payment right away. We need this wired right away. And what we like to stress to people is that the way that scammers are so effective is that they really feed into people's emotions. And with that, they make people not react logically, but react emotionally.
Right.
And you're not thinking, you're just doing. And that's really how they're able to be that successful. And just a quick statistic, the Federal Trade Commission released that in 2021, the entirety of the year, there was a total of $6 billion in reported lost wages from scams and frauds.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that's just the reported. Like a lot of people don't report.
They're not going to, they don't want to admit.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're embarrassed. And
there's a variety of reasons. Embarrassment is definitely part of it. But, you know, it's important to report that, because it's really a collective effort to try to ensure that people don't get scammed out of their money. And the only way that we can come together to fight this is to know what we're up against.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of preach this, we call it the three R's. It's recognizing, resisting, and reporting. You recognize the scam, you understand the red flags that are popping up, you resist the urge, whatever that urge might be, whether that's helping out a grandchild, quote unquote, or you won the lottery, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. It's always some type of emotional play that they try to drag you into.
Right.
And then from resisting, you hang up or you disconnect from the person, and then you report what happened mm-hmm. to the proper agencies, you know, the Federal Trade Commission, the FBI, the Federal Communications Commission, the Better Business Bureau, all different agencies dealing with different types of, you know, malpractice, frauds, and scams. And what we do to help with that reporting is that I actually oversee a helpline, and it's the Senior Fraud Helpline. We're based out of the Worcester Senior Center up on the third floor. Mm-hmm. That number is 1-800-297-9760. If anyone ever experiences any scams or frauds, you can always call us. We have volunteers manning the lines. I man the line myself. Mm-hmm. And we're always just trying to give people advice, let people know that we're here to help yeah. and try to point them in the right direction to ensure their livelihoods.
What a service. Joe Horan with us here yes. from the RSVP,
yes.
Talking about the variety of programs that they're making available for your volunteer activity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And if I could just mention one more thing.
Yes.
Along with the RSVP, we also have another, we call it the sister program with the RSVP called the SCP, which is the Senior Companionship Program.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Senior Companionship Program is, what we're looking to do for volunteers is provide those in the community who might be assisted living or might need around-the-clock care, just a companionship opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So primarily with that, it's in-home companionship opportunities. It wouldn't be, you know, really taking care of people or replacing a nurse, but it's really just the opportunity for people who might not have always access to other people in their lives,
right.
just to have like an hour or two a week to hang out with a volunteer, maybe go out, get a bite to eat, maybe watch mm-hmm. a movie or something.
Right.
And within that, you know, there's also opportunities for respite services for families. So not only are people looking for volunteers, but we also try to connect people who might have a family member who would need some type of respite services. Mm-hmm. And we try to make those connections and ensure, you know, just at the end of the day, our goal is to ensure the livelihood and the well-being of the seniors in our community and ensure that they know that there are services out there if they need them. And we try our best to know right. what they need and get them set up with what they need.
Well, it's the RSVP, and you're looking primarily for folks that are retired, but 55 and older?
Yes, 55 and older. Mm-hmm. All of our volunteers are part of the AmeriCorps Seniors.
Yes.
So with AmeriCorps, you know, they have different branches across the country and across the world, really, mm-hmm. with Peace Corps. And our programs with AmeriCorps Seniors are 55 and older. You know, we all hours that our volunteers do are recognized as national service hours.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we like to do recognition events. You know, with COVID, we haven't been able to do those as often as we'd like.
Right.
But we try our best to, you know, let our volunteers know that we are thankful for what they do, because mm-hmm. without them, we really wouldn't be able to do anything that we do.
Sure.
So it's great to have such a great group of people that, you know, I've met a lot of them. I've got to know a good amount of them personally, and they're great people. And
sure.
I really couldn't have asked for a better group to
be a part.
What's
a rough number of folks that are volunteering? Do you have an idea of that?
So prior to COVID, we were pushing upwards of 300. You know,
right here in Worcester County.
Right here in Worcester County, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And with that, numbers have dwindled, numbers have bounced back. You know, there's been some uncertainty, but on average, we still have upwards of 150, 200 volunteers consistently volunteering on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And all across the Worcester County area. And
yeah, we have some right here.
Absolutely. And the people who I've spoken with who volunteer here, they love it.
Yes.
Like, they love it. They love being, they love the music. They love the environment. And mm-hmm. I'm happy that they're enjoying it. And I hope you're enjoying their company as
kidding?
Well.
Yeah, it's just, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Not sure what we'd do without you folks. Hats off to you over the years. Yeah. The great amount of effort you've put on our part. And it's just wonderful for us to be able to share this with folks who are listening right now. Mm-hmm. It's lunchtime for some. Some are just getting, they're having their lunch at work, but others are having their lunch at home mm-hmm. because, well, what else do they got to do? They're just sitting at home listening to the radio.
Absolutely.
Get out. Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
call up RSVP.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What's the number?
So our phone number is 508-791-7787. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, we just want... We have a little slogan that our director, Joy Reifeld, kind of uh-huh. put together, and she calls it, Make Giving Back Your Second Act.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. That's yeah. really good.
You know, we just want people to stay active if they're looking to be active uh-huh. and have them do fulfilling work at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Joe Herron is just great, and I'm looking forward to having a live on-air Fraud Squad session.
Yes.
We're going to plan that and make that happen.
Absolutely. And yeah. I hope those who are listening will tune in because it's a lot of fun. And uh-huh. there's a lot of, you know, we like to throw in some jokes and get some laughs in as well. But really, the most important part is educating people on what's going on and how to prevent yourself from getting scammed. Really, right. That's our message.
Anything else you want to share with us while you've got the airwaves?
You know, I just would like to say that if volunteering might not be for you, if something that you're looking for in particular might not be easily accessible, along with our volunteer programs, I just want to say that the Worcester Senior Center as a resource right. is there. And I think that if anyone needs resources from any array of, you know, social services to food services, mm-hmm. and they're not necessarily looking for volunteering, but they're looking for those resources, I think the Worcester Senior Center right. is a vital resource for our community.
Sure, they have a wonderful lunch counter.
Yes.
Do they not? Yeah.
Bobby M's, yeah. The QCC runs that, and just along with, they've been very pivotal for us for keeping our volunteer programs going, and as a center, as a whole, you know, great staff, great mm-hmm. resources, and just at the end of the day, if anyone, any seniors in the community need any type of resources whatsoever, the Worcester Senior Center is where you want to look first.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, again, thanks for coming in and sharing this with us, RSVP, and we'll give that number again, if you would, 791-7787.
Yes, and our helpline number, if you might need it, 1-800-297-9760.
Excellent. Thank
yes,
you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate it.
You bet. There again, touching base on both ends of the age spectrum. Next week, we're going to be, excuse me, I'll keep that microphone up. We're going to be part of the youth activity taking place down in on the Common. Very excited by that. And again, RSVP is a resource that you can access if you're interested in volunteering. We're going to keep the program going here that we call the Jukebox on your community radio station, WCUW Worcester.